thanks for having us on.
Gee whiz, spoke to you a couple of times last year in amongst a really weird, strange Superbike Championship season, which really, in the end, Josh, become a bit of a non-event in a lot of ways. You must be really looking forward to this weekend at Phillip Island.
Yeah, hopefully, well, we've said it the last couple of years that you know, COVID will be over and it's not going to affect us. And, you know, it's affected football, you know, the local football series, heaps of things, but I really think, yeah, this year we'll go ahead. All the borders and stuff are starting to open up. And, yeah, fingers crossed, I look forward to racing a full year.
Yeah, I think we're pretty safe to say that the worst is probably behind us, Josh, at the moment. And it's all seasons and all steam ahead, mate. Now, you've signed with the BMW factory team.
Yeah, so it's great to be on the new BMW. It's a pretty flash bike.
Yep.
The bikes that you buy nowadays are so close to, they're not a MotoGP bike, but they're a World Superbike bike. They take so much of the information off MotoGP, so the bikes are pretty special, electronic wise and so on. They're crazy. So yeah, I hope this year I can give it my best. Of course, it's a lot different to the bike that I rode last year, and not that I really rode that much last year and the year before. I haven't really ridden in the last 2 years, but my teammate, he got second in the championship last year. So, yeah, hopefully I can go all right.
I was about to say, Josh, it's been a competitive package for a few seasons now. You're jumping onto a pretty quick machine. Three times, no one's ever won four, and you've got a really good teammate this year, haven't you? Someone that you can actually work with and feed off, and obviously, you know, he's a pretty fierce competitor, but, you know, you're in amongst where you should be again.
Yeah, so I hope that, you know, it shows how old. I don't think I'm that old, but in 2004, I was his teammate.
Yeah.
When we were racing 600, so to be, you know, 2022, his teammate again. And I actually did a thing at, I was a guest speaker at the Sports Awards, and we were talking about, you know, you're getting on and stuff like that. And I said, yeah, I am, but I put in really hard. And then we were talking about the competitors. And my main competitors are the same guys as in 2009, 12 and 17 when I was fortunate enough to win the championships.
Yep.
And they say, oh, you know, but it's because those guys, they're from like a different era, or like, not that we're amazing and all that stuff, but for example, Troy Herfoss, he can win, he's bloody fit enough to ride the Tour de France. You know, he's one of the, he races the Australian Cycling Championships and gives them all a run for their money. Like, you know, that's what I'm just saying. So, personally, I've had to dig deeper, but age, still the old guys.
Well, I was about to say, you know, Wayne Maxwell's a fit guy. Glenn Allison, your teammate, they're not overweight, yeah, and podgy. They are very fit guys, mate. Still riding motorbikes really fast.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. We've just had to work harder. I remember in 2009, I'd go to the gym a little bit and stuff like that, but you had a pretty cruisy lifestyle. The older you get, the more you have to put in. So that's all I meant with. And there are some quick up and coming guys coming. So
yeah,
the year's definitely going to be tough.
How many years have you signed for with BMW4, Josh?
It's just 1 year. Of course, when it all happens, it's like any sport or anything that we can see else lasting forever and so on. But I really do hope that we have a fantastic year and we want to work together again next year.
I think it'll be pretty well odds on. How many rounds is the championship this year?
So the championship's 8 rounds.
Yep.
Some of the events have 3 races and some just have 2. We race all over the country. 1 round in Tasmania. We don't go to Western Australia. We go to Darwin. That one's a great one. I actually seen you there last year.
Yeah, no, that is a great weekend, yeah.
And for a motorsports fan, it's just got everything that weekend. So I look forward to that one again. And that's a week after I'm already up in the Northern Territory because of the Fink Desert Race.
Yep.
So up there helping my brothers and the other Sunraysia locals. Yeah, so it's a pretty busy year. The only thing, it's dragged right out. So mentally, you can't, you know, with a... I'm just using other sports as a example. The season goes from, I don't know, March to September.
Yep.
Where we start this weekend, but our final round's in December.
Yeah.
So it's not like you... You have to stay...
Do you get the chance to ride other events in amongst that, or are you just going to solely and wholly concentrate on the Australian Superbike Championship?
No, we'll do tests and so on.
Yep.
But it's mainly that. Hopefully something comes up to go and do the Suzuka Radio again, because that'd be my 10th year.
It'd be your 10th year, Josh.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you know, with everything that's happened in the world the last few years, that event hasn't happened. So it's scheduled to happen again.
Yep.
But I guess we'll wait and see.
You've obviously tested the BMWs up to this stage.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough. I've actually done two race meetings on it. So there was like a club series, and it was held at the night event at Motorsport Park.
There was,
fantastic. You would have seen it with the V8.
Yeah, I actually read about that event. See, I've forgotten about that. Yep.
And then it just happened that the blokes that I was racing there was Troy Herfoss, who's Team Honda, Crew Halliday, who's the Team Yamaha rider, and Glenn, my teammate. So it was second, third, and fourth in the championship that when I first had a spin on the bike. So that's when I thought, hey, this could work. So I held my own with them, and I didn't win a race, but I got second in them all. So, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Josh. You actually beat Glenn Allerton to the Australian Championship on you, didn't you?
Yeah.
At Phillip Island to tie it up?
Yeah, that was in my first year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come down to the final race.
That's right.
Yeah. So... I was fortunate. I had a bit of momentum happening at that time of the year. It came to me at the right time, and hopefully I get those feelings again this year.
It's a big thing in motorsport, isn't it? Momentum. Once you got it and you're in good form, you try not to analyse it too much. You just let it flow and roll on, don't you? Really?
Yeah, it's like, I think like all sports, Brady. It just happens, and it's the times where you're trying to make it happen.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. And that's you're trying to work out. But, you know, and then people say, oh, stop trying. But you need to have a go.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, it's like everything in life, you know. So I think you have to get it, the balance right.
Now, there's something I haven't found out this year. Josh, you're back on free-to-air TV with SBS again this season?
We are.
Yeah.
So that's great. From, I think it's 1 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon.
It's fantastic coverage.
Yeah, it's awesome. I was under the belief that we were on Fox Sports like the last few years.
Yep.
But I believe the Stan network, or however you say, they're trying really hard to get sports on their little viewer box
that
you have to buy. So, yeah, from what I've been told, they're splashing around the money trying to get the AFBK added to their package. But who knows, SBS. Either way, it's going to be on SBS. But, yeah.
I must admit, I always sit down at 1 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon when the Superbike title's on, and it's a great hour or so, a great couple of hours of TV, and it's one way of keeping up to date with the local motorsport champion like yourself. You've got it right in your living room. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, so we're really fortunate there. And like I said, it's free to wear. It doesn't drag on all afternoon, so you can come in and have your lunch and have a drink and still have time to mow your lawn later that day.
If you're clever, Josh, you got to mow first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Josh, I better let you go. It's been great to catch up with you on the program again this week. Best of luck in Phillip Island this weekend. And let's hope that you put it somewhere on the roster, mate, and you get a handle on this BMW. I know that you already have. You're in amongst that at the Sydney Motorsport Park. Just have good luck on the weekend. Enjoy being back on the bike, and the results will take care of themselves, mate.
No, I appreciate that. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you.
Josh, take care. We'll chat again soon.
Okay, thanks.